Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children around the world. Every little child who goes to sleep at night and has a candle on the bedside table, I'm there. And I'm there even if he doesn't have a bedside candle. I'm an incandescent light, a fluorescent light. I'm even there when there's no light. Because I am Mr. Kendall, and I am pure love. I love every child, wherever they may be, whatever they may be doing. Well, as I travel around the world, boys and girls tell me stories and ask me questions, and they have all sorts of things that they're interested in. And you know, there was one little girl, she stopped me last night, and she said, "Mr. Kendall, my little brother died. Where did he go?" And I looked at the precious little angel. She was 8 years old. And I said, "Where do you think he went?" And she says, "Well, did he go with God?" And I said, "Do you think that he went with God?" "The mommy says that he went with God." "Well, where do you think he went?" "Well, I think that God is everywhere, and so if he went with God, he went everywhere." And of course, I think that we're everywhere, too. And so we're everywhere, and he's doing everything. But where did he go particular? Well, Jeanette, it's like this. When we leave this body, we go off into other dimensions. And you know, Jeanette, when you go to sleep at night, you leave your body. You oftentimes travel around in the wonderful universe of universes and dimensions of dimensions. I know that's hard to understand, but it's just like going to different playgrounds and going to different play places and having wonderful places to be. It's different when you go to school at day. You're going to a different dimension of living. When you come home at night from school, you're in a different dimension from the school. And when you go to the grocery store, you're in another dimension. "Oh, Mr. Kendall, that's too easy." No, that's not too easy. That's the way it is. It's just so simple. The dimensions of life are infinite. There are so many of them that we can't even begin to count them. They're more than the stars in the sky, the dimensions of life. And on all these dimensions, we do things. Well, we go to the store, we go to school, we talk to our friends, we go visiting our relatives, we go to other worlds and other countries and other towns. And it's amazing, isn't it? We go to the moon. And yes, Mr. Kendall, yes, I understand that. Well, Janet, when we travel around like that, it's like how we travel. Now, sometimes we go and we like where we go. And so then we decide to stay there. And it's not that we don't like where we were, it's just that we like where we go. But he was my little brother, and Fletcher was such a nice little guy that I thought he liked it where we are here. Well, he did like it where he was there. But also, don't you like it when you go to school? Oh, yeah. You like it when you go to Sunday school? Yeah. Do you like it when you go to the theater and you go to the show and movie? Yeah. Do you like it when you sit in front of the television and you watch Barney and you get so involved with Barney there, you think that you're one of Barney's students right there? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, that's other dimensions. Now, had you ever thought it'd be fun to stay with Barney and do the things he does on television? Oh, yeah. Well, that's what Fletcher thought. Fletcher was on another dimension, and he thought, hey, this is great. And he didn't remember the dimension he left. He only remembered that where he was. And this is, of course, what life is really all about. We live every moment where we are, whatever we're doing, whatever that dimension may be. And that's a lot of fun. But it's also a very demanding thing on our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins and those who we leave behind. Because the ones we leave behind, they don't know. Now, Jeanette, how would you like to get on a plane and take that airplane and go over to Switzerland? Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, yes! Okay, come on, Jeanette. I'm going to give you a ticket to go to Switzerland, and there are six other boys and girls who are from your Sunday school class and your Sunday school teacher, and he's going to take you over to that wonderful place in Switzerland. You're going to go and see the Alps. Oh, boy, oh, boy! Is my mommy saying it's okay? Sure, your mommy says it's okay. Now, mommy, have you packed up all of Jeanette's things for her? Well, Jeanette packed most of them herself, but I put a few extra things in there, yes. Mommy, are you driving her down to the airport? Yep, sure am. I told the Sunday school teacher I'd be happy to do that. Well, now, Jeanette, when you're in Switzerland, where are you? Are you at home? No. Are you with your mommy and daddy? In my thoughts sometimes. But are you really? No. Because you're doing what you're doing. You're in Switzerland and you're enjoying Switzerland. And you're going to the mountains and you're seeing all the things and you get on a toboggan ride and you go down the side of the mountain. And it's a toboggan, my goodness, and it's so much fun. And you just do all sorts of great things. Well, sometimes you decide to come back home and sometimes you decide to stay there in Switzerland and live. And you think, wow, Switzerland's a great place. I'm going to stay in Switzerland and live. And so then you don't come home. And sometimes you forget to remind your mommy and daddy that you're not coming home. And that's what happens when we die sometimes, because we take off and forget to say, Mom and Dad, I won't be back. I'm going to Switzerland. I'm going to live there and stay there. Now, your mom and dad wouldn't think that was a bad thing, and you wouldn't think that's a bad thing either, would you, Danette? No, Mr. Cattle, that sounds nice. Well, that's what happens. You see, when we get on a boat and it goes over the horizon, sometimes we think that we're never going to be seen again. And perhaps not. But all we've done is just stepped into another dimension of living, and life is wonderful. And you can be sure that Fletcher is having a wonderful time on his new dimension. Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you so much for telling me. I'm so happy. Oh, boys and girls, look at there. See? There comes Mr. Sandman. He's bringing his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over all of you so you can go to sleep and have beautiful dreams. Maybe to Switzerland, huh? How about that? Or maybe to the North Pole. Or maybe to the moon. My goodness, there's so many places to go, so many dimensions to experience. Wow, what fun that is. Now, grab your mommy and daddy, because you're going to say good night. You might be saying goodbye, but you're just saying good night. Happy dreams, mommy and daddy. Happy dreams. I'm going to have some lovely dreams, and I'll probably be back in the morning, and I'll say, hi, let's have some fun here on this dimension, because this is the dimension we're supposed to be on right now, and we chose that. We think it's a lot of fun, and if you're like Fletcher, your brother, and he died, and he went off to another dimension, that's okay. We release him and let him go, and we go on with our living and go on with our life and know that everything is wonderful because everything is God and we are everything. So, Jeanette, you just have a lovely time, and boys and girls, you snuggle and huggle your mamas and daddies and tell your mommies and daddies that you love them. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then say, good night. I'll see you. And off you go into dreamland. And dream beautiful dreams of all the dimensions around the world. And perhaps, and probably, you'll want to come back to the dimension you're living on right now, because it's such a fun one. And you got such a wonderful mommy, such a wonderful daddy, and such a wonderful world. And boys and girls, know that I'll be back again, because I'm Mr. Sandman, and I'm Mr. Candle, and I'm everything, just like you're everything. So, Mr. Candle will be back again another night. Have happy dreams and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.